what if I post once a week? What kind of engagement do I get? What if I post twice a week? Is there a difference between text updates or a text, all text post? Or do I get better engagement when there's an image associated to it? Or on the flip side, do I get even more engagement when there's a video, if it's a live video versus just a recorded video? Those are all things that I think you need to test. I don't think that there's any hard rule or hard number of how much content. Go back to trying to provide value and then test how much and what type of content you push out that resonates with your audience and your base to get your desired result.
Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
With our good friend, say hi, Corey Hammond.
Hey, everyone.
All right. We're continuing our Internet Marketing Week with WP the Podcast. Today's episode 152, Social Media, How to Actually Leverage It Properly to Get Results. I'm really excited about this topic today. I know Tim is. He just whooped me in a GIF battle on Facebook, so he's a social media expert, by golly.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but social media is one of those things that, since it really got popular, I don't know, 5 years back, everyone was saying how it was, you know, changing business. And you know, you see these stories of companies that are growing into these huge, you know, multi-million dollar companies, and their main marketing channel is organic social media. And so a lot of people, they have jumped on the bandwagon, but a lot of businesses do it wrong, or they get the profile, they start posting stuff, and they don't really know what to do, they don't get results right away, and so they kind of just give up on it. And so they have these profiles that haven't been updated in years and have, you know, a few followers or whatever. And so, yeah, I'm excited to hear Corey's thoughts and how small businesses can actually get results with social media.
And before you dive off into it, Corey, in the event that our listeners did not hear who you were yesterday, why don't you go ahead and reintroduce yourself?
Yeah, so Corey Hammond, the CMO of A2 Hosting. So I run all marketing and acquisition.
Awesome. And if you weren't listening to yesterday's episode, episode 151, definitely go back and listen to it. Lots of value. The top marketing analytics you're not paying close enough attention to. I think it was our longest episode to date, right, David?
If it wasn't, it was the second to longest, Tim.
So, yeah, and lots of amazing marketing value. So don't miss that.
Yeah, and these episodes may go a little bit longer because we're doing something new, trying it out. We want to bring on some experts. So our typical episodes are in the 10-minute range. These may go 20 minutes, but I guarantee it's going to be worth it. So, Corey, you want to talk about point number one of social media, how to leverage it properly to get results?
Yeah. So I think I wanted to clear up some misconceptions, go over some things that people miss. And the first discussion is organic versus paid reach and what those things look like. Really where this stems from is a lot of people, I think, as Tim mentioned, they put up a page, like a Facebook fan page or business page. It's there. They start posting to it. They start sending it out, trying to get their existing customer base, friends and family to follow it. And then they keep on posting and kind of seeing limited results. And I think the misconception is just because it exists and because it's on Facebook, people will find it. But if you've only built an audience out of people that already know about you, I think that's where people see some frustration, because they haven't spent the time to build an audience to it that, from an organic reach perspective, that doesn't know about them or isn't a customer of theirs. And so that, I think that's the number one place where people go wrong.
Yeah, people kind of think, almost as when websites first existed, if you build it, they will come. And you know, just because you have a website doesn't mean you're going to get tons of traffic. And just because you have a social media profile doesn't mean you're going to get a lot from it as well.
Exactly. And if you post to it every day, it doesn't mean that people will come. And I think a lot of people pour a lot of time and effort and energy into posting to an audience that already knows about them. And so especially like if you're running promotions and sales and things, thinking, oh, these are the types of activities that I want to post about because I'm trying to get more business into me. The problem is, unless people are sharing that of your existing audience, you may kind of fall on deaf ears because all the people seeing those organic posts are the people that already have used your products or services.
Yeah. Versus paid reach. So are you going to talk about that here, or how are you going to segue in?
So paid reach, and we'll probably come back to paid at the end after some of the types of content and how much you should be posting. But paid reach is then the opportunity to expand your audience. So leveraging Facebook's targeting technology, let's use like a small business, say you're a dog groomer. So you've got a local vicinity that people come to you through. People aren't going hundreds of miles to go get their dog groomed. and if they are, you're doing something absolutely phenomenally well.
Yeah.
But paid ads is then the way where you can increase your reach to people that don't know about you. And so run people to people that haven't liked your page, but are in that local vicinity that need to, that you want to make aware of your business or your products or services.
And one thing on that topic, you know, I don't know if this is maybe not what you had in mind for the organic versus paid reach, but a lot of times you can have a Facebook page that has thousands of followers and you post something just organically and you get very, very little engagement and you can see the reach. You know, you might have 10,000 followers, but only 100 people see it. And Facebook is trying to encourage you to boost the post, pay for it in order to get more people, more eyeballs on it. Is there anything that you can do organically to get more engagement from your existing followers?
Yeah, that's a great question. It really depends on what you're pushing out, what kind of content you're pushing, which we can get into as the next point. But yeah, the one thing you have to understand is Facebook is constantly going to change. Just in the last week, they came out with new changes to the Facebook feed, that timeline that you first see when you, all the chronology of posts that people have published. It's ultra competitive, right? You have all your friends that you are fighting for your attention. You have all the businesses, the Facebook pages that you've engaged with that are fighting for your attention. And then you have all the ads. So you've got these different channels coming at you in different ways. And Facebook is trying to figure out and optimize that experience to make it the best that they can. But you as a page owner, as a business trying to promote your services, your organic reach in this day and age and ecosystem is fairly limited because they do want you, they want you paying them for that advertising space, so to speak. So there's things that you can do to try to make your content shareable, which then you're getting that virality to it, that people will take your piece of content and want to share it with their friends and family and audience. But then there's also, yeah, the paid side where you've got to actually put a couple dollars behind it to kind of push it out there and get some reach.
Yeah, so basically organic business posts are at the bottom of the food chain, essentially.
Yep, because Facebook is going to give preference organically to your friends and family, the people you're connected to, first and foremost. And ads, sponsored content is going to be that second. And then yours is just going to be there as it is.
Which, right. I'm going to kind of segue us into the next point of topic. So is it true with, for instance, Facebook Live and live streaming services, it's said that those will reach more than, because Facebook's, you know, really pushing live, that live feature and stuff. So if I do just regular posts, organic stuff to my page, are more people going to, if I start using the live feature, is more people going to see it, is my question, which may take us into the next one.
Yeah, and then some of it is, I think you've got to understand the ecosystem changes and evolves. So at this time in history of this recording, Facebook could be giving preferential to those live videos from pages and whatnot. But then next week or 3 months from now, they could go and change it and something else is getting weight. So some of it is keeping on top of what's working and what's not. Again, I think if you go back to the adage of trying to put out valuable content that is engaging and dynamic and tries to get your audience engaged or gets them to share it, whether that is a post, a picture, a video, I think that's what you should lean on. But then also trying to promote it and push it, which also gets into our next one, which is looking at the metrics behind it. And again, the one thing we didn't cover on content is how much do you post?
Right.
I think that's also, you should always be testing. If you go back to 151, we alluded to it, but maybe didn't directly say it. But there's things that you can do to your traffic, your conversion rate, your metrics to influence them. same with this, you should be testing. What if I post once a week? What kind of engagement do I get? What if I post twice a week? Is there a difference between, like David was saying, a text update or a text, all text post? Or do I get better engagement with when there's an image associated to it? Or on the flip side, do I get even more engagement when there's a video? And if it's a live video versus just a recorded video? Those are all things that I think you need to test. I don't think that there's any hard rule or hard number of how much content. I think you should try, like I said, go back to trying to provide value and then test how much and what type of content you push out that resonates with your audience and your base to get your desired results.
And this is a ton of work. I mean, people don't realize this, how much work goes into successfully marketing a company online. There's a lot of work that goes into this, folks. So you hear just the testing and stuff. Most people aren't getting as granular as Corey's talking about today. However, if you want to optimize the results and have the best results that you can, you really need to be doing all of this stuff. So,
and I think you could take it back to basics, right? Like just try to post and start once a week, start small, and then build up from there if you're not seeing the desired results. And like I said, getting into some of the metrics, what are the metrics? Tim brushed up on it a little bit, but what kind of reach are you getting on a platform like Facebook? Or what kind of engagement? Are people sharing it? Are people liking it? Those are things that you can do on some of the organic stuff that you post. And Facebook's platform is pretty robust to show you that. But then paying for Boost, right? Like, remember, you have to go back to that first discussion point, organic versus paid. When you just publish something, it's just purely the organic reach. If you've got 100 people that like your Facebook page, the total opportunity potentially on the onset is just to get in front of that 100 people, unless people will share it and expand it. And really, if you want to boost it to people that don't know about you, putting some money into paid ads is a worthwhile endeavor.
And this is something, I think this is a myth. I haven't heard this to actually be confirmed, but people say that if you boost a post, so I'm not saying going through the ads platform, but when you just post an organic thing and then you click that boost post button, that it can actually decrease your overall organic reach because it tells Facebook that, hey, I'm willing to boost posts. And so it's their way of trying to get you to boost every post by not giving you very much organic reach when you don't boost it. Is that just a myth or is there any truth to that, do you think?
I mean, there could. I think where the myth part of it comes in is that because the paid boost gets you so much throughput and so many more impressions and reach that it looks as if Facebook's not giving the organic preference. But let's go back to that example. If you've got a Facebook page, I'm just using a number, but 100 people that engage with it, right? That's a very limited audience. And when we go back to the point where the timeline is so competitive and your organic page post is third in line, if at the number three position to get attention, what the boost does is you're now getting into the number two position. So you're really kind of moving yourself up the ladder from a preferential and visibility standpoint, that the organic boosted traffic is going to just dwarf that organic traffic in such a hurry that it kind of looks like Facebook's not giving it that reach. But in all reality, you just, the audience isn't there on the organic side, how many people are engaging with you compared to what is available on the paid side.
Yeah.
And that's not always good because that may not be your target market. I mean, just because you boost it, and that's why you want to kind of get more into the paid ad side, the ad manager of Facebook, as opposed to boosting posts where you know, create custom audiences and stuff, people that are actually going to buy your products and stuff. And I don't want to take us down that rabbit hole.
The boost actually allows you to set audience. So you do get some basic customization of who you want to push it to. So it's not just a blanket. Like you're just not throwing money into the wind. You can say, hey, I'm that dog groomer in this locale. I only want to show my ad to these people. They have to be over 18 years old. I want them to be within 20 miles or 5 miles of this vicinity. So you can still, on a boosted post, control some of those aspects. They just make it easier for you to push out a quick paid ad versus going through the editor.
Gotcha. Okay.
So I think really when we get into the basics of running ads, that's really kind of the way I would start, is start testing boosting some content, because I think you're already publishing and pushing some content that you found or thought that was valuable. Why not throw a little bit of money behind a small budget to boost some content, see what kind of engagement you get, see what kind of throughput you get. And then once you get comfortable with what those metrics start coming in and you start digesting in them and becoming familiar with them, then start looking into, okay, can I run some different types of ads? And the Facebook ad system is extremely complex with targeting. And if you know the demographics of your customer base, Facebook has the ability, I believe, to even try to target people based on if they have pets or not. So if you're a dog groomer, you can literally try to dial in and just target people in a, let's say, a 20-mile radius of where you do business, and with the affinity, either whether they have pets or whether they have an interest in pets, and just target and hone in on those people to try to get to your exact customer type that will engage with you the most.
Yeah, paid ads, that's definitely, I feel like we should maybe circle back at another time, because man, that, you know, we could talk for hours about paid ads, because as you said, Corey, it's, the editor is very complex, extremely powerful, all the ways that you can segment and, you know, run the A-B test, like you said. I think in it was yesterday's episode that you threw me under the bus saying that I'm not doing the A-B testing like I should with my paid ads, which is true. But yeah, paid ads is something that we should definitely come back to.
Yeah, I think we could spend copious amount of time just on that topic alone, because it is pretty expansive. And the platform transcends just even Facebook. Facebook, we could spend hours talking about
right,
that.
Yeah.
But there's Twitter and other channels, Pinterest, depending on your business, that would be applicable as well.
Or they could come over to our websites and pay us to help teach them do that kind of stuff. We can't give
yeah,
away
exactly.
all of our secrets on WP the Podcast. We'll give you some great, great value and tips and stuff.
Yeah.
So.
And speaking of our website, head on over to WPthepodcast.com and you can listen to past episodes, including the entire Internet Marketing Week. Yesterday's episode was awesome. Today's episode has been awesome. And if you enjoyed the episode, we would really appreciate a review on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you consume podcasts. That helps us be found by more people out there. And we apologize. We've been basically begging for reviews, but they're really important, so we would really appreciate it.
Yeah, so we're going to keep begging.
Yeah,
well, Corey, exactly. Thank you so much. This has been awesome. Social media, how to actually leverage it properly to get results, episode 152. Head on over to the website to get the show notes. And Corey, this is great, man. Looking forward to tomorrow's episode too.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, tomorrow's episode is 5 most common email marketing mistakes and how to fix them.
Boom. Tune Brilliant. In tomorrow and don't miss it. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.